Folk, Lindsay, and Dusty. So he's seeing it a week late, but our stoner is psyched to see it.
It's stupid-ish.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
And that would be the movie Deadpool.
Yeah.
So fun having TJ Miller on.
I know. He was so nice.
To talk about it. And this movie has been getting phenomenal reviews. What did our stoner think about Deadpool?
I gotta say, this is the funniest movie I've seen in a long time. If anyone wants to go see this flick, I'd highly recommend going as blazed as you can, because it just makes it that much better. Because, oh my gosh, like, it was just like every comic book I ever read from him, and Ryan Reynolds does not disappoint. And what's her name from Firefly's in it? Moira.
Miranda Baccarin.
Weird B last name. And she does great in it. This is just a great flick. And it also has one of my other favorite X-Men in it. And it was just made me, it was, the whole movie was just laughing and laughing and laughing. Like, and it's definitely something you don't want to bring your kids to. And they're not going to let you, because for very good reasons. Lots of gratuitous sex. Which, even that makes it really funny. Like, I highly recommend seeing this for no matter who you come to. This should be winning a Grammy or whatever the heck people are doing these days anyways. But yeah, and I'm even having a cold right now, and as miserable as I was, this movie made me really happy. Aww. I'm probably going to go see it tomorrow too. So yeah, Deadpool, definitely worth seeing. I give this 3 dab hits and a couple of joints. That OG Kush kind. All right.
Oh, man. They pull it up.
He liked it.
Highest rating ever, man.
Yeah, pun intended.
All right, movies opening up today. Race is in theaters. What is Race about,
yeah,
Lindsay?
It's the story of Jesse Owens, the black American track star who won 4 gold medals at the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin. Those were the games where Hitler had hoped to show off the superiority of white athletes, but instead, Owens won gold in all of the events.
Yeah, some relatively unknown dude plays Owens. His name is Stephen James, but Jason Sudeikis co-stars as his coach, and there's lots of Sudeikis in this.
Yeah,
Jesse Owens has a new world record.
You want to win a gold medal?
Sure.
You want to do it in Berlin?
Jesse, you have a chance to strike a powerful blow. Under the Hitler regime, we must not go to these Olympic Games.
You get a chance to be a part of history and you're going to walk away from it?
I got people looking at me for an example.
I don't care about any of that!
Yeah, well, you're white, Larry. You don't have to.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. In that he had people railing against him to not go to the games as in a protest of what the Germans were doing over there. And you had other people going, well, the best protest would be to go over there and have a black man win it all.
Yeah.
Critics say, it's 57% on Rotten Tomatoes. Race is nowhere near as thrilling, fleet, or agile as its subject. But the story and a winning central performance from Stephen James are enough to carry it over the finish line.
So,
what's Risen about, Linz?
It's about a Roman soldier who's ordered to investigate rumors about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He starts off looking for a corpse and ends up considering the possibility that Jesus really did rise from the dead.
This is what we needed. We needed a forensic drama on Jesus. That's the one thing the Bible didn't have.
Yeah.
Have you done a blood spatter analysis on the cross? Joseph Fiennes is starring as Clavius.
Nothing could prepare me for the truth that is now risen.
The tomb is sealed, guarded with your life.
If this body vanishes, we have a potential messiah.
Where has he gone? You tell me.
You will track down the corpse of Yeshua.
What happened to the Nazarene?
All right. Critics say 58% on Rotten Tomatoes. Risen benefits from a lighter tone than many faith-based productions, as well as a unique take on the greatest story ever told and a terrific turn from star Joseph Fiennes.
Okay.
I do not have a clip of Witch, but this is the big horror movie that's opening up.
I am so excited to see this. It follows a radically religious family living in exile in 1630 New England. already scary. And then creepiness starts happening. Like the clan's eldest sister somehow loses her baby brother while playing peekaboo. Then you start trying to figure out who is responsible for the missing baby. Just really, really eerie. And I guess it's supposed to be a lot of paranoia in this film. I can't wait to see it.
You are psyched because critics gave it 89%. Yeah. As thought-provoking as it is visually compelling, The Witch delivers a deeply unsettling exercise in slow building horror.
So. I heard it's so wicked it can make Satan cry. Not Satan.
Take your word for it.